Okay, good morning, everybody. This is the second in our installation of the 9 for 9 series. It's the second day of the month of Av, of the 9 days, 5780. It's the 23rd day of the month of July. I wanted to focus this morning on a somewhat enigmatic statement that the Talmud makes in Maseches Tainis, comparing Tisha B'Av and the month of Av more broadly with Purim and the month of Adar. And I'd like to try to briefly investigate a little bit about that connection. The Gemara says, "Kishem mishenichnas Av, when Av enters, in light of the terrible day that we have of the ninth of Av, mematin b'simcha, we already begin to prepare by reducing our joy." The Gemara explains reducing our joy to begin with. We have many practices today, including the way that we consume foods and the matters of personal hygiene and some other areas as well. But in the times of the Gemara, it meant some reduction in commerce, it meant some reduction in the kinds of construction that one would do and the kinds of planting that one would do, binyan shel simcha, netiyah shel simcha. So again, a relatively light start to the month, but mematin b'simcha nonetheless. So too, mishenichnas Adar, when Adar enters in light of the great day, not of destruction, but the opposite of salvation, of Purim, Marvin b'simcha, we slowly but surely increase our joy. And it's kind of a remarkable statement. One wouldn't necessarily think to link Purim and Tisha B'Av in any meaningful way. And yet it's part of an entire constellation of sources that really does seem to reinforce this entire notion. So just to give yet another example of this, a very striking one, is that of course we have a prohibition of creative labor on Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, that's what we call the Kedushas Hayom, the sanctity of the day militates in favor of that. But when it comes to Purim and Tisha B'Av, we also have a kind of a quasi-prohibition of creative labor. And the Gemara describes it in the same way, that a person who would do Malacha on Purim or Tisha B'Av, Eino Roa Siman Bracha La'olam, that there is no blessing that a person would see as a result of that particular creative labor. So once again, even though there's not a formal prohibition against labor, it seems like the focus of the day on Purim, the joy of the day, Yom Mishta V'Simcha, on Tisha B'Av, the sense of bechi, of crying, and dirge, of kina of the day. So doing malacha distracts from either theme, anything that isn't reinforcing of the theme of the day, in Aroa Siman Bracha Liolam. That's why the rabbis denigrated doing such work. So yet another connection, perhaps a further connection. Rashi notes, in the context of that statement that we just mentioned, Mishnichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, that it doesn't end with Purim, but it actually continues on even through Pesach. Yimei Purim v'Pesach, Rashi says, Yamim Shel Geula LiYisrael. And in fact, according to one view in the Tanaim, not the view that we follow, Mishnichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha doesn't stop with Tisha B'Av, but continues on for the entire month. It comes to define, the day comes to define the entire month. Going back to Purim for a second, according to the Yerushalmi, not that it would be ideal, there are 5 days according to the Mishnah, the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, where you could read Megillas Esther, but according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, if a person would read the Megillah during the entire month of Adar, fundamentally, they could fulfill the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. So clearly there's an entire constellation of sources. It's not just one throwaway line in the Gemara, Kishem Shemisha Nichnas Av Mematid B'Simcha, Kach Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Clearly the relationship between Purim and Tisha B'Av is a very deep one and has to be understood. So I'd like to suggest the following as perhaps a word of optimism, even in this period of national mourning, of Avelos Yeshana, and compounded this year by our sense of sensitivity and care for the very, very tragic situation that our nation is in and the land of Israel, the world over. And I think that there's a very important message of hope here. If you would ask me what the essential connection is between Purim and Tisha B'Av, I would point to one word, hipoch, the idea that things turn around, v'nahafochu. In fact, that the source that the Yerushalmi quotes for the idea that you could read the Megillah during the entire month of Adar is the pasuk which says, "Hachodesh Hasher Nehapach Lahem Miyagon Nesimcha Umeivel Liyom Tov." The month that was transformed from a time of mourning to a time of celebration, from a time of Yagon, from a time of despair to a time of celebration, Yagon Nesimcha. And so we find exactly It's very surprising, but we find exactly the same theme when it comes to Tisha B'Av. The Navi Zechariah tells us, Tzom HaRevi'i, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShavi'i, V'Tzom HaSiri, the fasts, all four fasts that are part of the cycle of fasts that all revolve in one way or another around the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, where began the period of 3 weeks, that's the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month, which is, of course, the fast of Av, the fast of the seventh month, which is the fast of Gedalia, which is the aftermath of the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the fast of the tenth month, which is the fast of Asar B'Teves, which had to do with the beginning of this process when the siege was first laid on Yerushalayim, and some other events as well. The Navi Zechariah tells us, Tzom Harvi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaTziri, Yehle Beis Yehuda, L'Sason, U'L'Simcha, that there will be a hipoch, there will be a reversal there too, that these will be great holidays for the Jewish people. Of course, we have the tradition that Messiah himself will be born on the 9th of Av. And so Purim and Tisha B'Av are rooted in the notion of things being able to turn around. And so it's highly appropriate that Mishenichnas Av, we should also keep in mind that idea of Mishenichnas Adar. Yes, of course, we're still experiencing the Avelos Yeshana, the ancient Avelos for our Batei Mikdash, but just as Purim stands out for us as a Chodesh Asher Nepach LaMiyagol Nesimcho Me'evel Yom Tov, about the possibilities and the eventualities and the sure fire redemption that does come, so too as it comes to Tisha B'Av. And this is not only an anticipatory theme of Tisha B'Av, but the fact that Tisha B'Av is a Yom Moed has implications even today. The rabbis didn't want us to forget it. And so, for example, there's no Tachanun. We wouldn't say Tachanun even on Erev Tisha B'Av. When Erev Tisha B'Av coincides with Shabbos, we don't say Tzidkascha either, one of the prayers that we omit, when otherwise we would not say Tachanun. And so that element of a Yom Moed, of a festival of Tisha B'Av, already exists today, you know, because we never have total despair. But even in our time of national darkness, the opposite of Purim, when we had La Yehudim HaSa'ora, even when we sense great darkness around us, we're a people of irrepressible optimism. As the Gemara in Shabbos says, one of those questions that we're going to be asked on a personal level when we come to the heavenly tribunal, Tzipisa li Yeshua, do you look forward to salvation on a personal level, at the national level? And so, built into the very fabric of Tisha B'Av, perhaps with the echo here of Purim, of V'Nahafochu, is the idea that Tzom HaRevi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaSiri, that things can turn around, things do turn around, things will surely turn around. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day.